live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, emergency services are currently at the scene of a crash on the main Letterkenny to Derry Road at Newton Cunningham. It's taking up to 3 hours for the Garda Armed Support Unit to provide backup for Gardaí in Donegal. New figures from the HSE show that there are 78 fewer professionals working in mental health services across the HSE region CHO1 than 10 years ago. And Donegal Airport has been awarded the Eco Merit Environmental Certification for their commitment to continuous environmental improvement. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly coming up at about 5:15, followed by Nuacht with Colm Ferrisher. But first in news, the main Letterkenny to Derry Road is closed this evening at Newton Cunningham due to a crash. Emergency services are currently at the scene. No further details are known, but motorists are advised to avoid the area. A report by the Policing Authority published this week has revealed that staffing problems are hitting Garda Armed Support Units on a national basis, with Gardaí in Donegal waiting up to 3 hours to receive assistance from the Garda Armed Support Unit. The Armed Support Unit in Ballyshannon is currently providing additional cover for Louth, meaning Gardaí in Donegal are left having to source backup from Claremorris or Galway. Donegal GRA spokesperson Brendan O'Connor says as a result, the safety of their members is being put at risk.
So we have members there dealing with dangerous situations, needing armed backup urgently. Our non-lethal weapons like Taser, which are rolled out across most UK police forces, and we have guards in Donegal waiting for up to 3 hours for that backup. It's totally unacceptable. It would be unacceptable in any division. Add the border into it, the problems along the border with Derry and Strabane, the recognised upsurge dissident activity. There is certainly a threat both to our members and to the safety. We have highlighted time and time again the lack of armed backup. We embraced the regional support units as the way forward, but now we find our regional support unit is being deployed to Louth and we have to wait on one to come from Galway or Castlebar. It's totally unacceptable from both the community and for the members I represent.
Is it a situation that you feel is unsustainable going forward, particularly in the mouth of Brexit, etc.?
Absolutely. Look, the issue here is the inability to scramble local units, local armed units, when the need arises along the border or in relation to, look, we've had an upsurge in domestic violence in this country, and there has been an instance there wherever we require non-lethal force. And again, to say that the unit would be 3 hours away is unacceptable. Years ago, we could always scramble local members with an Uzi submachine gun and wait until more support arrives. That is something that we have called for the reinstatement of, maybe not the Uzi, but a suitable replacement that can be deployed at local level. Time and time again, our concerns have been ignored.
A law aimed at stopping a no-deal Brexit is going to become British law on Monday as Boris Johnson looks set to again be denied an election. The second vote on a snap election in the UK will come just hours after the Prime Minister meets with Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. Our political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
The House of Lords has now passed a bill that mandates Boris Johnson to seek a Brexit extension if he doesn't have a deal by October 19th. It means it will become law on Monday, the same day Boris Johnson comes to Dublin to meet Taoiseach Leo Varadkar. Later that day, Mr Johnson will also make a second attempt at a snap general election, but opposition MPs, including Plaid Cymru's Westminster leader Liz Saville-Roberts, plan to deny him that.
Our priority, first and foremost, is to stop no-deal Brexit. Now, Boris Johnson is on the run.
Boris Johnson thinks that's a mistake on their part.
I think it's the most sensational paradox. Never in history has there been an opposition party that has been given the chance to have an election and has turned it down. If I may say so, I think that they're making an extraordinary political mistake, but it's their decision.
It sets up this weird political stalemate. The opposition won't allow an election before October 31st, and Boris Johnson legally has to request an extension on October 19th, but has said he'd rather be dead in a ditch than do that. So the Prime Minister will either have to back down on his promise to leave or become a criminal, unless he can bring some solution to Brussels in the next 6 weeks that ends this impasse. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Meanwhile, a lack of nursing posts in Donegal continues to be a problem, according to the INMO. It comes as the government is being urged to step up and stop the brain drain of Irish nurses to Britain. The INMO says UK hospitals are likely to increase efforts to hire Irish trained nurses after Brexit, as migration controls make recruitment more difficult across the EU. General Secretary Phil Nihay says a survey of student nurses this summer shows 7 in 10 have already been offered jobs overseas, while we don't have jobs to offer them here.
We've worked very hard over the last 2 months to get that situation corrected, and we had some good news earlier this week where finally posts have been approved for the Waterford, Cork and Kerry hospitals, but we still have a problem in Limerick, Galway, Donegal and Sligo. That's just not at this stage the right way to be approaching a problem that's endemic at this point.
New figures from the HSE show that there are 78 fewer professionals working in mental health services across the HSE region CHO1 than 10 years ago. The local HSE area, which covers Donegal, has seen the number of full-time posts within mental health services being reduced from 1,032 in 2009 down to just 954 as of July this year. Donegal Deputy Pierce Doherty says families in Donegal are being let down by an inadequate service, and it's time for the government to seriously tackle the issue.
There are people out there that are very, very vulnerable, that need the support, that have a helping hand out, that are waiting for the state to grab that hand and help them. But unfortunately, despite the fact that the majority of other areas are seeing an increase in the number of personnel, Donegal and the Northwest is seeing a dramatic decrease over the last decade, and it's not acceptable.
So what can be done, in your opinion, to rectify this issue? Is lifting that recruitment ban one of the core issues here?
Well, look, this is an issue that I have raised directly with the Taoiseach, directly with the Taoiseach on numerous occasions. We've talked about the waiting list for adults and for children. We've talked about the challenges that exist there. And yes, the recruitment embargo that has been introduced is absolutely having a huge effect. But what we need now is a plan. What we need is a new deal for Donegal. And that needs to include areas such as the mental health sector. We need to see a positive plan, what this means, how we're going to rectify this issue. All we're asking for here is our fair play. Why are people in Donegal, which have mental health difficulties, not being given the same supports as other areas which are seeing their complement of staff increasing? And you know, we need our minister, who's sitting at the cabinet table, to speak up. It's not acceptable that it is only myself that is raising these issues time and time again on behalf of these individuals. He's at the cabinet table. He has the ear of the Minister for Health, and he needs to make it very, very clear on behalf of those very vulnerable people who are out there, who are suffering with mental health and who need the support, who are coming forward through their GPs or coming forward themselves asking for the support, but the support is simply not there.
A case for the Atlantic seaboard region, which includes Donegal, to be included in the EU's 10T core transport network has been presented to the European Commissioner with responsibility for mobility and transport. Minister of State at the Department of Rural and Community Development, Sean Canny, has welcomed the submission. Emma Rose Callaghan has more.
Chair of the Atlantic Economic Corridor Task Force, Minister Sean Canny, has welcomed a recent submission from Transport Minister Shane Ross to European Commissioner Violeta Bulc, outlining the case of the inclusion of the Atlantic seaboard region in the EU's 10T core transport network. Minister Canny says he appreciates the need for smart, sustainable and targeted investment in infrastructure in the Western region, and says such investment is essential to the development of a thriving economic corridor stretching from Donegal to Kerry. He added that by developing such linkages, the potential of the Western region to help meet the ambitions of Project Ireland 2040 to achieve more balanced regional growth can be harnessed. A review of the European Union's 10T transport network, which supports the implementation and development of European-wide network of roads, railways, inland waterways, maritime shipping routes, ports and railroad terminals, is currently ongoing.
Donegal Airport has been awarded the EcoMerit Environmental Certification for their commitment to continuous environmental improvement. The airport for the last 2 years has been named as having the most scenic landing in the world and has already made substantial improvements in their use of water and energy and in waste management. The EcoMerit Certificate aims to help businesses focus on simple options which give the best return and support them in implementing the necessary changes to continuously improve performance while increasing increasing savings year on year. It is valid for 3 years, subject to an annual review of Donegal Airport's commitment to continuous environmental improvement. Up to 35 staff who work for a speed camera operator have voted to go on strike. SIPTU members employed by Go Safe Ireland were balloted because of serious concerns over working conditions. Their union also claims the company hasn't implemented a Labour Court recommendation over union recognition. SIPTU's Brendan Carr says a strike would badly affect the company, which employs about 70 people.
There'd be a serious impact. The numbers, we don't know, because you don't know how many people who aren't members of the union are going to support us, so I couldn't give a specific figure. But there's in excess 50% of the people who are members who will be supporting it. And, you know, on certain days, that be the vast majority of vans on the road will be impacted by this, where they won't be taken out to do the job of controlling speeds.
Detectives in Strand Road are continuing to appeal for information following a report of a shooting in the Gallia Park area of Derry. Police were only made aware of the incident yesterday afternoon, which occurred on Wednesday night. Shauna Regan reports.
Police received a report at around 12:30 yesterday afternoon that shots were fired at the upstairs window of a flat in the area between 10 p.m. and 10:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. There were no reports of any injuries and no one was inside the property during the incident. In a statement, Chief Inspector Jonathan Hunter described the shooting incident as a reckless attack in a residential area with a complete disregard to anyone living nearby. He said that it's extremely fortunate that no one was injured or even worse during this incident. Inquiries are continuing, with police trying to establish the circumstances surrounding this incident and a motive for the attack. They're appealing to anyone who witnessed anything suspicious in the area to contact detectives on 101.
And returning to your top story this evening, two men have been taken to Letterkenny University Hospital following a crash on the main Letterkenny to Derry Road this afternoon. Emergency services attended the scene of the two-vehicle collision at Newton Cunningham. Gardaí say the pair were taken to hospital as a precautionary measure.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, proud sponsors of the Donegal GAA Championships. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's 14 minutes past five and time's the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We're going to start with Gaelic Games, and it is, of course, a huge weekend of club championship action across the Northwest, with games starting tonight and finishing up on Sunday evening in Tyrone, Derry, and of course the opening weekend of senior matches in Donegal. In Tyrone, there's a doubleheader tonight at Oma. It's Clogher against Greencastle in the intermediate, followed by the senior tie of Trulick against Dromore. First game there at 7:15. At 7 o'clock, the first of the games will be played in Derry. It's an intermediate championship match. Craig Banner up against Castle Dawson at Owen Beg. And then at 8:30, Stillstown play Clody. That match is at Celtic Park. The second game of the doubleheader at Owen Beg is the opening senior football championship encounter, which sees Lavey against Oliver Plunkett of Greenlock. And that one is at 8:30. Then we have eight ties to come over Saturday evening and Sunday in the Donegal Senior and Intermediate Championship. There's also junior games spread across the weekend as well. At senior level, our draw against St Michael's, McCool's versus Dunloe, and Four Masters versus Milford are the games to be played tomorrow evening starting at 6:30. There's four ties in the afternoon, with Niamh Conlon meeting Killybegs, Termit against Bundoran, Kilcar versus Mallon, and Glenfinn against Glenswilly. We'll have reporters at each of those games through the course of the weekend. And then the big one comes on Sunday evening. It's Gweedore against St Union's. Throwing time down in Matrigallon is at 6 o'clock as Gweedore get the start of their Donegal and Ulster title defences underway. That will have full live match coverage from that game on Sunday evening. Throwing time at 6. I'll be joined in commentary by former championship winning manager Gary McDade, of course, who won it three times with Glenswilly. If you're going to make the final, you're going to have to play six games in 7 weeks in Donegal. Former St Union's boss Brendan Kilcoyne has lifted the Dr Maguire Cup as a player and a manager, and he says squads will be key over the course of the championship.
It's a big ask. Listen, it's going to test certain squads, so it is to go the whole way. You look at the squads, Kilcar have won a league without their three county men. They can now bring them back in. Kilcar are more than their three county men, make no mistake about it. They've some fantastic players that have really, you know, I've looked at how these fellas have got grown in strength. And, you know, you look at Conor Doherty, the McLean lads, Kieran McGinley in the middle of the field. Like, they're fantastic club players. Any club would love to have players of their calibre. So they have really strength and depth, and they have a squad that can go the whole way through the 6 or 7 weeks. Now, that's all, you know, you don't want to pick up a key injury to the likes of Ryan McHugh or Owen McHugh, Patrick McBrady or any of these guys. Then you could be in trouble. By the same token, you look at Gidor, again, fantastic strength and depth throughout their squad. They could have 23, 24 players that are well capable of playing at this level of competition. And Niamh Connell and Unions, again, are the other two teams that probably, you know, if they were to lose two or three players, could replace them with two or three just as good. But again, there are key players in each of them teams that if they were to lose them, it would be a serious dent to their championship ambitions. You know, you're looking at Niall O'Donnell for St. Unions in particular. If they were to lose him, his scoring power is definitely gone. And then you could look at Kieran Thompson, Leo, Owen McGettigan could be a massive feature in this year's championship. You know, he's a really exciting player. He's a player I really like because there's a bit of fire, a bit of cut and thrust in him. So it'll be really interesting to see how he develops over the next 5 or 6 weeks through the championship. So listen, it's good. It's a joy. It's a feast of footballer for football for followers in the county over the next 5 or 6 weeks. There's going to be games every week to go to. And I think that's good. I think it creates a great buzz around the county for the next few weeks. And hopefully we can see some great games.
Brendan Kilcoyne, and you can hear more from Brendan, who's joined by Martin Doherty of Niamh Connell in the GA preview tomorrow with Tom Comack to look ahead to the Donegal Senior Football Championship action. Not forgetting about the ladies, they're also playing this coming weekend at McCool Park, Glenfin against Termon. It's the county senior final, and that's a fixture we'll also have coverage from this weekend. 5 o'clock is the start time there. It's going to be an action-packed weekend off Championship football. We'll have a wrap from the Saturday evening games just after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow. Coverage of the matches throughout the afternoon, and then Gidor against St Unions fully live here on Highland. On to soccer. Dundalk look to move a step closer to their 5th SSE or Trusty League Premier Division title in 6 years tonight. A win over Cork City at Oriel Park would move Vinnie Perth's side 10 points clear at the summit of the table. Fun Harps host St Patrick's Athletic in a rearranged fixture tonight. Harps are looking to put some more light between themselves and bottom club UCD, while St Pat's, of course, are chasing down a European spot. There has been changes at the Inchicore club in recent weeks, and Harps manager Ollie Horgan feels that that will strengthen the Pat's side.
You take Stephen O'Donnell, who will come in with fresh ideas, and he took Patrick Craig home from Scotland. Along with them, they certainly will give certainly an initial injection. Like, I saw UCD play Pats 3 weeks ago when they had a change in management, and they got some kick out of the first game in for their manager. We obviously are hoping that Stephen O'Donnell doesn't get as much a kick out of Pats tomorrow night. They're a handful as they are without having week's preparation under a new manager, who certainly, you know, they'll be up and at it tomorrow night. Not that the other, you know, we doubt that they wouldn't be, but they certainly will with a change of manager. Will they be fighting for contracts and fighting to try and get into Europe, to put it that way, Fiosin?
Jeremy Doherty will have live updates tonight from Finn Park as Harps against St Pat's. Kickoff time there is at 8 o'clock. Also this evening, Galway meets Shamrock Rovers in the FA Cup quarter-final at AM&DC Park. The Irish League Premiership sees 5 games down for decision tomorrow afternoon. Among them, second from bottom Institute are at home as they play the Leaders Crusaders, while Coleraine will welcome Dungannon Swifts to the showgrounds. 3 matches tonight in the Inishowen Football League and the League Cup. Glengad take on Ellis and Kildaff play Buncrana. And in the Charlie O'Donnell Cup, it's Greencastle against Rosheenie. In the Donegal Youth League, there's 1 match tonight. Milford United are playing Bunnygee United at the Dry Arch Park. That one gets underway at 6:15. Bournemouth's Gavin Kilkenny is expected to win his first cap for the Republic of Ireland under-21s in the European Championship qualifier against Armenia later. Tottenham's Troy Parrott is in line to start in the attack after impressing for his club's under-23 team this season. It starts at 8 o'clock. Republic of Ireland captain Seamus Coleman says their never-say-die attitude has been crucial in their qualification campaign to date. They played out a 1-1 draw with Switzerland last night, maintaining their unbeaten start to the campaign. Ireland also grabbed a late equaliser in the draw at Denmark in June, and Coleman says the resolve is a key quality of the squad.
It's just in us. It's just in the, I think it's in the Irish people, and it's in the Irish fans, it's in the Irish players. And, you know, we don't get things handed to us. And every one of us out there in the pitch has probably got rejected at some point in our careers. And you have to have something inside you to keep going. And a lot of our lads out there have that. You know, you see Richard Keogh bust a gut every week at club level. He's played 600 games. We've got great characters in our squad, and that helps us drive us on.
In rugby, Rory Best took the Ireland team through his final captain's run at the Aviva Stadium earlier today. Joe Smith's side are preparing to face the Six Nations champions Wales tomorrow in the last warm-up game ahead of the World Cup. Ulster hooker Best will retire, of course, after the tournament in Japan. Locally, Letterkenny will start their Championship 3 campaign in Ulster tomorrow. They're making the short trip to take on Strabane, while Oma are also on the road in the Ulster Cup as they head to Bangor. In cricket in the Northwest Premier League, it's the final weekend of action. Eglinton against Coleraine, and Brady will play Donnymana tomorrow. But the big game of the weekend is on Sunday. Strabane host the Champions Brigade. If Strabane get beat, they are relegated. The other match on Sunday is Ballyspallin against Glendermot. On the boxing front, Rafo's five-time national champion and European junior bronze medalist, Leah Gallen, is fighting for Ireland at the European Youth Championships in Bulgaria this weekend. She won last night, and that now means she has a quarter-final bout against Gulkan Arga of Turkey tomorrow, Saturday. In golf, Patrick Harrington leads the Irish Challenge on day two of the Porsche European Open. He's one over par. He currently sits behind Robert McIntyre. McIntyre is at 10 under. So Harrington currently sitting 11 shots off the pace. An 18-time Grand Slam champion, Rafa Nadal, will look to book his place in the US Open final tonight. He is up against Italian 24th seed Matteo Berrettini in the semi-finals at a Flushing Meadows. That's it, Michaela. Updates from Harps tonight as from 8 o'clock. And Kenny has our next studio-based programme tomorrow afternoon after 2.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news. Persistent wet weather has had an adverse impact on harvesting in Donegal. It's emerged that almost 90% of spring cereal crops have yet to be cut, while ground conditions are said to have deteriorated considerably. This year has led to major concern among local grain farmers as harvesting in the county is now at a standstill. IFA Grain Chairman in Donegal, Peter Lynch, says while the situation is worrying, crops do appear to be holding up well. However, he did warn that time is running out.
Was there, we should be finished, but it's just the way the weather has went. But we've probably a couple of weeks left to try and get the best of them saved. And you know, they're going downhill with all the bad weather, but hopefully we can get a wee bit of spell of weather and get them out of the ground.
For weather now, mainly dry this evening with sunny spells and just a few isolated light showers. Dry in most areas tonight with clear spells and lowest temperatures of 9 to 11 degrees and moderate northwest winds. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, two men have been taken to Letterkenny University Hospital following a crash on the main Letterkenny to Derry Road. Emergency services attended the scene of the two-vehicle collision this afternoon at Newton Cunningham. A report by the Policing Authority published this week has revealed that staffing problems are hitting Garda Armed Support Units on a national basis, with Gardaí in Donegal waiting up to 3 hours to receive assistance from the Garda Armed Support Unit. The Armed Support Unit in Ballyshannon is currently providing additional cover for Louth, meaning Gardaí in Donegal are left having to source backup from Claremorris or Galway. New figures from the HSE show that there are 78 fewer professionals working in mental health services across the HSE region CHO1 than 10 years ago. The local HSE area, which covers Donegal, has seen the number of full-time posts within mental health services being reduced from 1,032 in 2009 down to just 954 as of July this year. And Donegal Airport has been awarded the EcoMerit Environmental Certification for their commitment to continuous environmental improvement. The airport for the last 2 years has been named as having the most scenic landing in the world and has already made substantial improvements in their use of water and energy and in waste management. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is News with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Seamer Mahasa Colin Ferret or in Shaw. Tasha Fogri, Joe McHugh, and Tara Edgehish, August Skillina. Go well, Kuig, Wanskull, Nua, Conave Bonnie, Satravesha, Yavilis a Fee, Goji Yavilis Fee, Sada, Egg Fime Newt, Frejan, Horish, Gail Edgehish. Can you arrenu Margal, Erin Asper, Gail Skullina, and Runt Codina, the more canter, Valia Haclea? Colinian and Kenu, and Polis and Principal, Gorkor, Gail Skull, Nua, a Oskult, a Ganter, Gan Gail. Skull, Nurat has skull nua la bonu. Cor Conru Negeliga Falter of Fogar Chanara Ejahish Erin Siv S. Naji Bonkai, a Kershia Sir Wantashti Awinin Le Gail Ejahish Taf. Elif Janta Komai Togal Erin Kame Kontossi at Egbundlish Fogar Chanara Agus Bresh Solahir Dungail Scullyak to Curra Foil Tan Ratchus Lefekal Gohomlan Erhiv Connor Nigeliga Tagarlist Gradam Commerce of Fogri at Dun Arctus Nigeliga Ya Katagor Jag at Erklar Nigradam Mliona Ahantus Erhar Kajan Erkruhiyukt Agus Ernualiyukt and Arnil no Commerce Nigeliga is a Gradam Commerce and Arctish, Emliana Latakiokto Udra Skrilakan Naherin, Tagia Gradam Nua Tajiri Hago Special to Erstation Radio Pobble, August Erstation Tractala Lebranu, Emask Omihori Ata Anyam Nahia Ergarlista Nagomortus, Na and Tarashore, Anion Eve Reslin, Radio Narasan, August and Sar Creelto, Ronan McAwee, come out the Rulia Bulia or Highland Radio. Ta Sunri Le Fekel, Egg and Urukt, Egg Antarctus, Bunk IE. Ta Fogart Chanta, Erhue Forest Nigeliga, Goel and Comortus Bio, Yavidus and Nijeg, Eglaku, Le Heritish Arisht, Ta Comortus Bio, Jiriha, Erin Ish Grupa, Ahenye, Guji Art, Niana Jeg, the Ish, August Isse Maraim, Ege, Bani, Kyol, Oga, Erinaha, Achomus. August Sim Secul a Spragu in a mask. Falchaher River Iritish O Skullina August Common Oga Karn Nichira Auran Nuachumha Geliga Achyolowishja River and Catru Lajeg Don V Shaw Hogin. August Shin Mahodja Eligulier Slan August Barakt.
The obituary notice says for this Friday evening, September the 6th. The death has occurred of John Boyle at the Colour Shop Annagree and Annagree West. Viewing tomorrow in McGlynn's funeral home from 12 midday until 3 o'clock with removal to the family home in Annagree West. Rosary both nights at 9 o'clock. Funeral mass on Monday morning at 11 o'clock in the Star of the Sea Church Annagree. Interment afterwards in the new cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 10 a.m. and strictly private on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Margaret Maggie Armstrong, née Farn, 18 Muldonagh Cottages, 4 Glen, County Derry. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:45 for 11:30 Requiem Mass in St Peter and St Paul's Church, 4 Glen. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only and donations if desired in lieu to the Alzheimer's Society. The death has taken place of Mary McLaughlin, the bungalow Chris Lamore, Burnfoot. Remains are reposing at her residence. Funeral on Sunday morning, leaving her home at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church Fawn for funeral mass at 11 o'clock. Interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu to any family member or Murphy funeral directors. The death has taken place of Jim Anderson, 157 Castlegrange Park, Strabane, and formerly of Glasgow. Remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving his home on Sunday afternoon at 12:30 to Lakelands Crematorium for cremation at 2:30. And the funeral of John O'Kane, recently deceased in Auckland, New Zealand, and formerly of St Columb's, Buncrana, will take place tomorrow in St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana. Funeral mass at 12 noon will be followed by interment of his ashes in the family grave at Cockhill.